Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lincoln Kennedy, former Raider great, with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. Well, Link, it took seven games, but we finally got a thriller in the playoffs, Dallas versus Green Bay. I think Dak Prescott answered any and all questions people had about his ability to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, you talk about some exciting games, guys. It was definitely a treat yesterday, as well as, I guess, a little bit of Saturday. I mean, the New England game started out a blowout, became a little interesting, became a blowout. So depends on how you look at it, but definitely a treat yesterday.
Link, moving forward, when you look at Dallas Cowboys, is it a foregone conclusion now? Do you keep Romo as a backup, or do you think that they still, or they move him, or try to trade him rather?
I think, well, you take a shot at trading him, but you got to get value. I mean, the thing is that chances are teams, unless they're desperate, maybe the New York Jets aren't going to want to take on that contract. The truth of the matter is that Romo is serviceable. He's still got a few years left, but I think the future looks bright for the Cowboys. There's really no reason to mess up that cohesiveness or that cohesion that you saw this year. They just take the next step next year with the Dak Prescott at helm.
Aaron Rodgers made some amazing throws into tight coverage, but mainly along the sideline. How much confidence do you have that the Packers can go into Atlanta and beat a pretty balanced Falcon team in the NFC Championship game?
Well, I tell you what, this is what I my assessment after the last past weekend's game. Take the over in the NFC Championship, take the under in the AFC Championship. How about that?
The over in the NFC Championship,
yes, exactly.
The highest in the history of any championship game or Super Bowl, 60.5 points.
Yeah, well, I definitely take it because I think you're going to see it. Look, Green Bay's defense struggled. We know Atlanta's defense has struggled at times, even though they looked pretty good against Seattle. This can be a high-scoring game because I don't think really anybody has a formula for slowing down Aaron Rodgers. The Cowboys did a good job in the first half applying some pressure and doing some change-up, but the moment they made adjustments, they came back with full force the second half.
Lincoln Kennedy with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. I'm of the belief that Andy Reid is a terrific regular season coach, and he excels Monday through Saturday. But when it comes to game management, when it comes to clock management, he falls woefully short. Alex Smith, in my opinion, is a very nice quarterback. He's an above-average quarterback, but I think these two are meant for each other, and I don't believe they could ever win a Super Bowl. Do you agree with that, or do you think they're going to find a way to break what's been a long decade-plus trend?
Kansas City really impressed me last night. I didn't think they were as strong of a team as they showed. However, there is something to be said about what you're thinking. The thing is that Andy Reid was creative. There has been times I've definitely questioned his clock management, no doubt about it. And I don't know if Kansas City has, I guess, just the right mantra to put them over top. I mean, this is something that's played Kansas City even back in my days. I remember all those great Marty Schottenheimer teams that won tremendous regular seasons but then fell short in the playoffs, so I'm not really sure what to make of it. I think Kansas City will be fine. I think what they ran into last night was just a little bit of misfortune. When you talk about the holding penalty for the two-point conversion, it could have been going either way. You could have called it or you could have ignored it. All that stuff that has happened is just more misfortune than anything else. Kansas City's a good squad.
Lincoln, I know we're talking about playoffs, but let's go back to the Raiders. I know they had an amazing year. You talked about how 12 games, if anyone would have said they would win 12, we all would have took it. But, now if they had a chance to digest it and see what they did with Jack, were you kind of surprised that Musgrave wasn't retained and brought back, or was this a move that you thought that was a foregone conclusion?
I think it was probably a foregone conclusion. I mean, look, even though they had a good season, 12-4, definitely surpassed expectations. We all know because it's a performance-based business, when you fall short of the ultimate goal, which is to be in the playoffs for a long time, pursue a championship, somebody's going to have to fall. And it was anyone's guess where it was going to happen. Now, you could have made a legitimate argument for the captains of both sides, offensive and defensive, But the, you know, as like the Dallas Cowboys, to me, the future looks bright for the Oakland Raiders because they've got a solid foundation, just like the Cowboys. So now you just have to sort of tweak it and find out what's going to be better. With Derek Carr back at helm, and he's got a good relationship with, you know, the coaches that are coming and from Musgrave, now they have to develop an identity, and there's some things that to work. But the marker is set. Here's the thing, guys. You look at this division, and you definitely have to take a piece out of Kansas City because that's who you need to dethrone now. Kansas City looks to be good and solid for some time. You have to take them down. So you have to get on a level to where you can beat them. You've already beaten Denver, so I think the space is closed. You still have to find a way to control San Diego, whatever they – well, LA, I should say, whatever they become now. So the division is set. Now, next year when we take on the NFC East and the AFC East, you're going to be taking on those top teams. You would definitely see how far this team has come by the win-loss record at the end of next year.
Lincoln Kennedy joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Link, there's a report out that the Raiders are going to pursue a contract extension for Jack Del Rio. How important is it, especially for this young offense and really the young defense for that matter, to have continuity and a head coach who's here for a while?
Oh, extremely important. Extremely important because now you have to solidify the foundation. And the only way you can do that is put your money where your mouth is. You don't want anybody teetering or having the opportunity maybe to come in the back door. So now your top priority becomes, you know, Derek Carr. Your top priority becomes Jack Del Rio. And then everything else that comes from the draft and free agency, that's how it should go. But you definitely have to solidify the foundation.
Where do you think the trajectory of the Seahawks is headed? We saw them peaking the last few years, won a Super Bowl, got back to the Super Bowl, but now it looks as if the team may be getting a little bit older, maybe that offensive line play is catching up with them. Are they still one of the NFC's elite, or are we seeing them on the downturn?
Well, until somebody takes them down. I mean, but that's the difficulty about the NFL. I mean, well, there's true parity, and no one stays on top for a while. I mean, I think the oxymoron of that is obviously the New England Patriots, but they've had the same quarterback at helm. So now you want to try to duplicate it. That's why if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. So, you know, and answer your question, are they still one of the best in the NFC? Yeah, because they continue to be there. They continue to show up. But the changing of the guard might happen. Who knows what Atlanta's future is? Atlanta going to be a one-hit wonder like Carolina was last year? Went to the Super Bowl and then fall off? Who knows? You know, only time will tell. But, you know, the key is to try to find a way to stay on top. And if you have a quarterback, you have a chance.
For as bad a PR week as San Diego had, do you think now would be the time to say, you know what, maybe we trade Phillip Rivers? Houston, I would think, might be interested. Denver could be interested. I know it sounds crazy to trade him in division, but this would be the moment to do anything if you were going to try to get something out of it. Do you think it's possible the Chargers are thinking like that?
You know what, it doesn't really make sense other than the fact that, yes, he's getting older and you want to try to make a change. But here's the thing. When you're moving to a new city and you're trying to develop a new fan base, you need your icon figure, if you will. And for the NFL, it's always the quarterback. That's the one who's most marketable with the NFL. Yeah, Melvin Gordon may be a little slice, but he hasn't really done nothing to earn anything like Adrian Peterson status or Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, there are other running backs that are outshining him. So it would be unwise to me, with the fan base as scattered and shattered as it is, to really change up who you can really rely on or rally around, because Phillip Rivers is a good, serviceable quarterback.
Link, heading back to Seattle and thinking about this ball club, and under Pete Carroll, they've been pretty successful, but just over the last year, you've seen players call out the coach, go up and say, why aren't we, what are we doing, run the ball, I went up, and then come out publicly and say, this is what you should do, and this is what I told them. All the different things that's going on there. You see guys pushing and fighting on the sideline. I'm not saying the talent isn't there, but do you think Pete Carroll still has it?
He still has it because the guys enjoy playing for him. But there is a point where, you know, to your point, Lo, I was all on Richard Sherman's side when he was getting himself a new contract and getting himself known. I said that was well played by him opening his mouth and doing what he's doing. But when you go over and question the offensive coordinator in public, oh, that's not cool. I think you overstep your boundary just a little bit, bro. You need to be reeled in. Now, you know, Pete Carroll's way of handling it, well, you know, I love him and stuff like that, and we talked about it. He tried to handle it in-house. But if this continues, then obviously, you know, the inmates are going to run the asylum. The problem is that if you lose control, and Seattle has tried to maintain, you know, control with the way they handled a number of their players in the past by not giving into immediate contract negotiations and stuff like that. But if you're Pete Carroll, you have to definitely be careful with this because you do not want to allow the guys to get away and get a little too full of themselves. Seems like this day especially with social media and all the mics that are pointing, everybody's got a voice, everybody's got an opinion. But the ways of the locker room should never replace the true hierarchy within a profession, within the professional building, and that is the head coach is the man, and he should always be the main man to have the first and last word.
Former Raider great Lincoln Kennedy with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Link, as always, thank you so much for your time. Terrific insight. We look forward to catching up with you again.
Hey, thanks, guys. Be well. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.